If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens.
He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, indeed. Hey guys, how you living? You doing well? Good, glad to hear that. So, in this episode, I kind of just talked a little bit about why I've been saying this a lot lately. Now I'm having deja vu. I've literally said this the last like few episodes about why I haven't done an episode in the last week. I didn't give you an excuse on why I haven't done an episode in the last week. I just kind of told you what it wasn't, you know. And then went on to just talk about a few more things that are bothering me. I did a little venting in this one and had a nice little chat with my Kill Tony Discord fam, the YouTube fam, the Twitter fam. We had a bunch of people in here today all together, all at once. Everybody, all at one time. And it was so much fun, ladies and gentlemen. It's so good. It's so nice. It's so fun. We have such a good time. It was so much nice. It was so much fun. That's basically what it was. And I was just talking about like problems that I've created in my own life that I am upset about in my own life. And I even put this on Twitter earlier. I was like, I know it's user error. I know I can fix it myself. But I basically just kind of ousted myself on a bunch of issues that I have, and probably just like I do in every episode, give you guys too much information about my personal life, which I don't really even mind anymore. It's sort of empowering in a way. So anyway, there's that. All right. Please go to screwballwhiskey.com, screwballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwball Whiskey, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, OB, California, Ocean Beach. Go to screwballwhiskey.com and check out all the cool shit that they've got going on over there. Please walk into your local liquor store and ask them for a bottle of Screwball Whiskey. If they do not have it, they will be able to order it. They can now order it. So please go and do that. Also, if you hear me say this right here, please tag me on Twitter or Facebook or however you want to reach out with like a Screwball Whiskey. Or if you're at a bar and you take a shot of Screwball Whiskey, tag me in that. Like, I want to see how many people actually hear this and also drink the Screwball Whiskey. I have people texting me all the time now, saying, "Hey man, I'm so glad that Screwball Whiskey's really taken off now. I'm so glad that I had it over at your house for the episode of the podcast we did, so that I could say I had it win." And there's like so many, and there's a couple of episodes of the podcast if you guys want to go back. And anything that's marked Screwball in the title is there was a lot of Screwball being drunk on that episode, and you can see some real time reactions to it. I should probably do a video for that. Yeah, anyway. All right, I'll be doing that. Screwballwhiskey.com. Go check them out. Drink you some Screwball Whiskey. Follow me on Instagram at Yonder Wizard, WIZZERD. On Twitter at Kelsey Hudgens. Facebook, Kelsey Hudgens, at MI Stuff Podcast. On all other social media platforms. And MIStuffPodcast.com. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. I think that's it. Without further ado, episode number 187 of the MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfuckers. Good, right? I think so. Yeah, sure. Did you ever know you are my hero? And everything I would like to be. West Dub. Dub V, West Virginia. The last time I released an episode, I was, I told a story that I hadn't really ever told on air about something that, you know, just something that my mom did that was, not that my mom did, but something, I was just talking about something that, like, how my mom just pulls, like, negative shit out of, or, like brings out negative shit in me, And that led me to telling a story that was very personal that involved myself and a teacher that I had when I was in middle high school. It was all the same school, so it didn't really matter. That's right. Definitely Southern born, But anyway, I released that episode, and it was nice to get that story out. Positive push. Yes, push and believe. You got it. Yes, he gets it. But I tried to go live again after that to, like, say that I know it wasn't, it probably doesn't seem like that big of a deal to most people. But to me, that was like a big thing to get off my chest in a way, like something that's bothered me for a while. 818 till I die. Yes, you got it. Positive push. Hangover. Hangover 2. Due date. I've been in things. Google me. But yeah, sorry. By the way, audio folks, if you can't tell by now, I am, like, mostly having chats with people in the YouTube. So please do come over to the YouTube. If you only listen on audio, try to catch some of these things live. Try to catch some of these things live so you can be part of the conversation as well. And 100% there, oh, CBK. But yeah, it was something that was personal for me, and it might not be that big of a deal to other people. I don't know. Maybe it does. Who knows? Either way, it was something that I needed to get out, and I'm glad I got it out. That is not the reason why I haven't been releasing episodes as of late. I've honestly just been fucking tired and not feeling like doing much. It's like minor depression. It's not like bad or anything like that. It's just, it's nothing bad like that. It's just like every now and again when the weather changes right after my birthday, I get a little sad for a while. And that's just how I am. And I've always done that. And I always will do that, but at least I know it now. Like, and I know it, and I talk about it. That's the difference. Where everybody's like, "Oh man, you would have never known it with this guy, man. They were always just so happy. They were always just so positive." Yes, push and believe. Positive push, Brody Stevens. Just like, and they everybody probably, you know, probably knew that he was sad, but like, the thing is like, he knew, but he wouldn't say anything. Like, he wouldn't reach out. He wouldn't say, "Hey, man, I'm just not fucking feeling great." But, like, that's why I have no problem with doing that. Like, every now and again, I'm honest every single day. If anybody asks me how I'm doing, I will give them an honest answer every single time. When if it's good, I will tell them. If it's not, I'll tell them as well. But, But yeah, it's just they always say, "Oh, you know, it's the people who were supposed to be the happiest, and you would never expect these people to be that sad." And I'm like, "No, man. I understand 100%, but I'm also like, I'm also very upfront and very honest about those feelings, so that removes the control from them, because it's like it." If you get these feelings in your head, they want to control you, the dark feelings or whatever. They want to control you. And if you have them, that is. And they'll get if you remove the power from them by way of just voicing these things, like talking about them, like making them human or not human, you know what I mean? Like humanizing these problems. So if you do that, it literally does remove the problem. Like, it removes the power from this problem. And that's what I've been working on for a long time, is just removing the power from it. And it's worked a lot. Honestly, I figured out the best way is to just kind of stay by myself as much as possible. Just because I've learned that I'm not the best in social situations after a while. And I get like stuck trying to figure out when that time is going to come when I'm just going to turn into something completely different and people are going to be upset with me. So it's just better for me to stay home and not have that moment ever come. That's what the mind of a crazy person sounds like. But that being said, I'm watching the Podfather episode of Skeptic Tank with Brian Redman. It's my favorite episode. I hear you, buddy. I know that. The Podfather episode of the Skeptic Tank with Ari Shaffir, with Brian Redman, which I've heard the podcast before. I've never watched the video of it. Man, just hearing him talk about podcasts and the beginning of podcasts and everything like that is kind of got me a little fired up, and I wanted to sit down here for a few minutes and do some talking. But the coolest part about it, well, not the coolest part, the part that I said the coolest. That's totally not even the word I'm looking for. It's just the one that came out. But like the most influential part of what they were saying was Campbell Soup in the house. But no, they were just talking about how like most comedians are depressed and most of them are sad. And most of them just live in that life all the time, and that's just how they are. But they were talking about like how Ari was like, they won't reach out, like nobody will say anything. Like Patton Oswalt said after Brody Stevens passed, like, please, if you have these thoughts, talk to somebody, reach out. And Ari was like, but they'll never reach out. They won't do it. They just won't do it. Like people just aren't like that. And I disagreed with that. I was like, I don't know, because like I'm very vocal about that. Like I make sure that that it's known, you know, that I'm like, hey, I'm a crazy person. I'm in the Kill Tony Discord chat and the Kill Tony subreddit. And I know you guys the listeners are probably sick of hearing me talk about Kill Tony. I don't care, because it's the fucking best podcast on the face of the earth. And if you disagree, you're wrong. But I'm just kidding. You're not wrong if you disagree with me. But You kind of are, because Kill Tony really is the best. You just don't know it yet. I won't hold that against you, though. Anyway, I'm in the Kill Tony Discord. And by the way, follow the Kill Tony subreddit. We're trying to get the follower to join that. We're trying to get the member count up in that one. Come hang out in the Discord chat, too, if you want to. It's actually active, unlike the one that we used to use it for the podcast that everybody stopped using. But I just joined that, like, about a week or so ago, a little bit more than a week ago, maybe, and I kind of got active in it a few days ago, and first thing telling them was, like, I'm a crazy person. Buzz! I love you and Ginger back. Man, I love Buzz. I love you and Ginger so much. I'm glad to be able to communicate with you guys from across the great divide there, so to speak. But yeah, man. I was talking to those guys. For one of the first things I told them was, like, "Hey, I'm a crazy person. Like, this, I'm self-admitted." I went in there and I talked about, like, my issues, and I talked about some of the darkest stuff that I've experienced, and I said things to those guys that I don't even, like, tell other people, and not, like, I led with that. I started with that, and I don't know why. I guess I would assume that somebody who is part of a group that is based on improving comedians would be into comedy, and most comedians are, you know, very, very dark. There you go. Click that link in the chat right now. Since most comedians have darkness in them, that I should probably lead with the darkest part of me. And I did that and was immediately accepted. And now spin. Now spend hours upon hours of waking moments hanging out and chatting with some of the coolest people I've ever met on the internet, for sure, and definitely in life. And I appreciate that. It's just so, see, it's weird because I'm the outcast of my group of friends here. Here's something interesting for the podcast listeners, a little inside info. So a lot of my podcast listeners do know me personally, but I know a bunch of you guys don't. So if you don't, like, all right, so I am the odd person out in my group of friends by a long shot. Like, and if anybody who is listening, I don't know how many is in here watching. But or even on Twitter watching, but anybody who knows me personally knows how true that is. And I'm literally just the odd one out of all of my, like, people that I'm, like, friends with in real life. I'm definitely the strangest one. Conventional, I guess, will work. I don't have a conventional form of income. I don't have, like, I don't have the family. I don't have the kids. And all of my friends down here mostly do. Like, most of them are, you know, kids and families and stuff like that. And I sleep till 2 to 3 o'clock every day. You know, when most of my friends are getting off work and going home, I'm getting out of bed. And I'm 1,000% the odd one out. And I'm very open about that. Even, I like, as part of some of the bits that I use at my shows. Liz in the house. Hey, darling. Liz, meet all of my Kill Tony friends in here. All my Kill Tony friends, this is Liz. OG Liz, day one. I'm sorry about that, Liz, but I've been sleeping in the wintertime. I go with the moon. The moon cycles control my sleeping habits. But yeah, so I'm totally the unconventional one out of my friends. I'm not a normal guy. And like I said, even in shows, I'll be like, yeah, I'm so strange. Like, my job doesn't start until 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. So it's not, yeah, we're to kill Tony cult. That's right. Hail Tony. Hail Red Band. Oh, yeah, and I am me, 100%. You're right about that, Liz. But still, it's just not normal. And there's not a lot of my friends who spends time sitting in front of a computer screen and a microphone like I do. So it was nice to stumble upon another group of guys who do the and girls who do the same thing. Who do the same thing and, like, it was nice. I felt not so strange then. See, that's the thing, is like, is folks make me feel that way. And it literally could be brought on myself. But I can't help but think, and I may have a little bit of paranoia, you know, some head issues maybe with that. I'm not you know, ruling that out as an option is what I mean. But, man, I think that people look down on me because I cheated the system in a way. Like instead of going to college and accruing a bunch of debt, I just kind of went straight into the next step. I skipped that level and I didn't get a normal job. I didn't do that. All right. So here's the thing. I feel like most people who do what I do end up homeless. You know what I mean? Like most people who do what I do end up homeless. And I didn't. You know, I didn't, you know, it's like I could have, but I didn't, because I ended up wanting to go pro in something that you really, you know, it's like a snowball's chance in hell that you're actually going to be able to make a career out of this thing that you're trying to go pro in. And somehow I pulled that off. And I feel like, yeah, right, I'm not allowed. But they think they're strange. Probably. But either way, it's like I always feel like that. I've always felt like that's so sweet. Don't tell nobody. but no, like, I really do feel like I know that it's probably made up because I am paranoid, but I feel like maybe it just does. It seems like I skipped levels. You know, it's like you didn't do this, so you shouldn't be here. You know, you shouldn't. I hear myself saying, and I hear how crazy it sounds. I hear how crazy it sounds. I know I'm a psychopath. And I went to the bank today, and you mean me or just people in general, Liz? I went to the bank today. Okay, so I shot myself in the foot by waiting till late because I shot myself in the foot because I slept so damn late. And Penny from across the pond, how's it going, Penny? I slept so late, and then by the time I got up and did all of my communicating and shower and got out of the shower, it was like 4:26 or something like that. And I was like, all right, so that'll give me enough time to get to the bank before 5 and cash these checks. Bank's right around the corner. So I was looking at, I grabbed the check. And I looked at the check and noticed that the check looked different than it did the last time. And I was like, what? I'm doing pretty good, Penny. I had a slip up today in my mentality. I just got a little ill. I've been trying to stay on the up and up and stay happy, but just didn't work out for me today. And I'm actually getting there right now in this story. But so I looked at the check. The check looked a little different. And I noticed that the check was different. It was from a different account that the place usually, you know, didn't use. And it was from a different bank that was all the way in Myrtle Beach, which is like a half hour for me at that time of day, like at rush hour, 4 to 5. And I looked on Waze and it said, if I leave my house right now, I can make it at 5:01. So I was like, fuck it. I bet I can shave a couple of minutes off of that if I just drive like an idiot. But I usually drive like an old man, so that's just totally out of my wheelhouse. I got the Progressive discount because I drive like an old man, $70 off my insurance. Progressive, not a sponsor. But screwballwhiskey.com, check out screwballwhiskey, screwballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Connor Mills, one of the greatest musicians on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Say hello to Connor Mills. So yeah, I got in my car, I was like on the way there, and I was looking, and I got stopped at a red light, and I was like, fuck, if I get stopped at another red light, there's no way I'm going to make it, because it was already showing me arriving at 5:02. And Waze is pretty accurate. It'll get you there literally within a minute of when it says it will, generally. So that was a nice chord, wasn't it? So I got to the next light. I was stopping at a red light, and I was like, fuck, if I get stopped at the next red light, I'm done. There's no way I'm going to make it. So I got to the next red light, bitch turned yellow, and car in front of me slammed on brakes. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I went ahead and got in the extra lane to just turn around. And I was like, all right, I'm going to stop by, one of the checks is written from another bank that I have two bank accounts, and one of the other bank accounts I strictly just use to cash checks for to like to pay the band out with. But I haven't really had to use it over the last couple of months just because I've had cash on me to pay the band out with, basically, and I've been doing it that way. So anyway, I went to the bank and I signed the wrong check to start with that didn't go to that bank, and I was like, well, you know what, I'm going to see if they'll cash this one too. And I signed the other check and I was like, I'm going to cash these if I can. And I sent them through. And the lady said, well, we can't cash this check because it's not from this bank. And we can't cash this check because your account was closed on August 1st. And I was like, it was? And she was like, yep. And I said, she said, we can cash it for you, but you'll have to come inside and we'll have to charge you $8. And in my head, I was like, I kind of understand your flex here on me, but I've been cashing checks from this drive-thru in this car with this face and this beard and this hair for a very long time. And I just kind of felt, I don't know, I kind of felt turned away. And listen, y'all, there's nothing like the stress and the anxiety caused by knowing that you are like, you're broke. Like this is like, I made a joke on Twitter a while back about like, oh man, people come up to me all the time like, oh dude, I see your band's doing good now, and I see your podcast is doing great, and I see you sharing stuff all the time, man, you must be doing pretty good. And I'm like, dude, I just bought food with quarters. And dude, I swear to God, like that's where it is. And I like depleted my quarter funds yesterday in anticipation of cashing these checks today and being able to, you know, get even on a couple of things that I got to get even on. And I was like, shit, this is just not working for me today. And I got mad. I came home and I slammed the door, and I don't ever do shit like that. Like I try to stay as calm as possible. Like I punched the shit out of a speaker one time when I was having a panic attack in Little River. I punched the trunk of my car one time, and there's a perfect hand fist imprint on the trunk of my car, but not on the top part, on the back part. Like I knocked the fuck out of it and almost broke my hand. I just get mad and punch stuff every now and again. Maybe, I don't know. It could be. Maybe. Who knows, Penny? But, but either way, like, yeah, I slammed the door, and I was literally like, I thought, I really want to break something. I was like, I really want to break something right now. And I was looking around, and there was nothing that I saw that I was like, I can. Liz gets it. Yes, she gets it. Positive push. Push and believe. 818 till I die. Yes. Steven Brody Stevens. You got it. Fuck, where's that? Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I know that all this situation, like, and being like broke, enjoy it. Being broke is just the worst feeling ever. It's like, there's nothing like that feeling of, and it's something that I used to not mind. It's something I used to not mind so much, but now I've accrued all these little itty bitty fees, like all of these things, like the stuff that I have that come out of my account are like a $299 charge, a $399 charge for just like photo editing programs that I use to make stuff for like podcast stuff and like flyers and shit like that. But like just little things like that that I have, like these little $299 a month for Photoshop Express, or the $399 for Comedy Central on Amazon Prime. And then I'll get like charged $32 if I don't, like if these little fees bank like rack up, and I've had a couple of weeks where I don't have a lot of money going in to my account, and if it's like something that I'm getting paid cash for certain gigs, which happens, and I'm not depositing the cash, you know, like my bank account will just go negative. And that happens often. And the thing that sucks about it is that, and I used this example earlier in the Discord chat, is that like say I've got the Comedy Central channel on Amazon Prime. It's $3.99 a month, right? So say I have $2 in my account. It happens. I have $2 in my account. So, oh, dude, we can 100% do that later on if you want. After the show. And by the show, I mean the Kill Tony show, coming at you live from 11:30 Eastern time at the world famous comedy store, LA, ladies and gentlemen, Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, California, sunny Los Angeles, California, Kill Tony. But yes, not having enough to even withdraw is the worst, Valish, 1,000%, like not even having that $20, and like it's so shitty. But anyway, I'll go back to my analogy, the $3.99 for Comedy Central, right? So I will get I got $2 in my account, Comedy Central's $3.99, so the Amazon Prime charges my account. Oh, I believe that, Liz, but I'd rather be rich and be shitty. I don't care. Be a shitty person. Give me money. I don't give a fuck. Fuck all these people. But nah, I'm kidding. just all right. So Amazon charges my account. The $3.99 charge throws my account into the negatives. So now I have negative $1.99 in my account. So it waits for me for like, I don't know, a couple hours or however long that is. And then it will reverse the charge and charge me $32 for being in the negative already. So now it has reversed the charge that I had on my account, but it is charging me another $32 because of whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, man, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Money doesn't buy happiness, but damn, that's nice, man. Yeah, once upon a time, we all lived there. Dude, once upon a time, I had dollars, and that's another thing, man. I give my mom a check. My mom, a stepdad, well, I wrote it to my stepdad. $50,000, I wrote him a check. And I got $100 per car that came through the yard. For every car that they bought with my money, I got $100 for. And I might have gotten, I don't know, few thousand dollars. I don't know, I got a few thousand dollars back out of that, and the rest, like, just gone, completely gone. My mom blew it when my stepdad was in the hospital. But anyway, I ain't even trying to go there. But anyway, shit. Yeah, I've been there. I've had the dollars before. And you know what? I was doing so good, man. I was doing great. I fucked up. I tell you what I did. I saw my credit score bump up to like the high 600s, and I was like very close to 700, and I was excited. And I went out and, what up, Kevin? And I went out and got a new mattress, and I bought a new computer, and I financed all of it because, hey, I got this good credit now. I'm going to use all this other stuff to build up my credit even more. And dude, like that $300 a month payment for a mattress and then like $160 payment for this computer a month, making that for an entire year. And I started doing that in January, and I got this month's payment left on it and next month's payment, and I'll be done paying for the mattress. And this will be like the shittiest financial year that I've had since I've started being financially smarter than I was. But oh no, we're gonna get there. But you know what? I appreciate, and you know what's very funny is in a chat room dedicated to a podcast that almost exclusively tears down people in the name of good fun has been the most supportive thing that I have found in quite some time. And that's really, really, really outside. Like, and the way that you guys were in the Discord chat, and Liz and all of the fine people that we have accrued through Twitter love. Man, I just love my internet people, man. Y'all are fucking great. Dude, I have a lot of real friends that I like see on occasion, but y'all are cool people, man. I love my fucking internet people. I love the internet. See, me and Penny here from all the way across the pond can hang out here and speak in real time. And this is just awesome. All these guys from out, oh, love you back, Puddin'. Isn't that sweet? All of my good folks from out in the out west, in the land where it is still 6:46 or 5:46. I'm not good at math. 7:46, not mean, you know what I mean. Hey, don't bring that negativity in here, Valish. Oh, there you go, old Gaby. Gotta love Liz too. Liz needs the love. 2:48 a.m. Penny staying up late. Man, Liz is the best. Liz out there killing it on Twitter. But nah, man, so getting back to the whole issue that I was getting at, I didn't to say this part of it. Abby, is Abby in here? What's up, Abby? I am a cyber kiddo. I'm him. So just getting back to that, the thing that bothers me the most about all of this stuff is I'll get charged all of these extra gigs, get all of these extra charges and shit like that, is because it's my fault. And ultimately, I have a really hard time admitting fault. Actually, you know what? I have a hard time admitting fault against myself. Like, if I've wronged someone else, and I really have no problem admitting that if I've like actually wronged or hurt someone else, I'm pretty quick to like make that right. You know what I mean? I'm pretty quick to make good on something like that. Like, if, for instance, I was drunk one time, and one of my buddies was hanging out at the bar, and he had his kids with him, and it wasn't like late; it was dark, you know. And we were talking about playing a game at the bar, and he was talking about getting in on the game, and it was going to take a while if there were several of us going to play. And I slipped up and I said, I don't want to be the reason this guy don't win Father of the Year award having his kids in a bar after dark, you know, so I don't want to be the one to keep him here. And just me being like, I've always been like that kind of person trying to say stuff on the edge, but like the dude took offense to it and was really fucking upset. And like, I made sure to go to him the very next day and be like, hey man, I'm fucking sorry. Like that was, I shouldn't have said that. I didn't like, wasn't thinking about what I did. And, like, I'm fucking sorry. Like, I want to make this shit right. Like, it bothers me to know that there might be people who are upset with me. I understand that I'm an asshole, but I make myself a pretty lovable asshole. So, there's that. But still, I don't know. Like, I want to make sure that I try not to, like, try to call myself out if I am wrong against someone else. But if I'm wrong and it hurts me, I have a really hard time accepting that. I could have gotten up early. I could have just, what happens, Valis? There's people who read that comment and just laugh because they're like, huh, he doesn't really know him. It's my fault. I could have gotten up. I could have seen, oh shit, this bank is, you know, 14 miles away and it's going to take me a half hour to get there. If I leave, you know, later in the day, I should probably go earlier. I could have been on top of it, and I will tomorrow now that I know I need to get myself out of bed earlier. And dude, I got up and I've been getting up early. Even still, for me, early lately has been like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, like getting out of bed before 1 o'clock. Has not been possible lately, but I've gotten up at like two, a little after two, and even getting up at two, I'm like, shit, this is early, because I could have slept for another 2 hours, but I didn't want to do that. So anyway, yeah, I do. I'm going to just throw a dart, and that's where I can apparate. Ravenclaw's better than Gryffindor. And I'll do it tomorrow, but I'll make sure to get up and get all this shit done so I don't have to worry about it, because the stress of today, and you know what, coming back home, I was mad, and I was like, I hadn't smoked anything yet, because I like to go out and do my, see, I cheat. People call me and text me and stuff. I don't get any notifications. I've turned off all sounds for stuff like that, because people just call me all the time, especially now when I'm like running out of dollars in my account, and all of the things that get drafted out of my account are like, all those people are calling me and say I haven't made my my Discover payment or my Capital One payment, and they keep calling me, and then I haven't made my computer payment, and they keep calling me, and they're like actually leaving shit on my door, and I got to go do that tomorrow. I got to handle that tomorrow. I've got to get the internet and cable paid for so I can continue to have this outlet. Like this, the internet is much cheaper than a therapist. So, I'm going with that. But yeah, I'll be on top of that shit tomorrow, because I'll be damned, I ain't going through that shit no more. Not that. Oh yeah, Gabby. See you in a little bit there, Puddin. You got it. Yes, he gets it. Shit, what was I just saying? You said steak and potatoes, and I got all hungry. I did order. I got a free Domino's pizza. See, listen, man. I talk shit about it all the time, and I've got a bit about like I could lose weight, but Domino's keeps emailing me their specials every day, and I just think that's a hilarious bit that Domino's will email me every single day a list of their specials, and it's every single day I get an email for Domino's, but because I get all these emails and all these ridiculous deals, I will like use them through the app and eat for super cheap. And the more I do that, the more points that gets built up for free food. So I got a free pizza today, and oh, that sucks, Abby. Gotta have that internet. But seriously though, oh fuck, what was I just saying? I was talking about something that I'd seen. What was I looking at? Oh, Domino's. So yeah, man, I go get a free pizza. And Sheila, what up? But yeah, they'll give you free food if you keep ordering from them, and it's like you build up credit with Domino's. And I'm like, dude, why doesn't more companies do that? Like more places should do that. Like, okay, if you go buy Shell gas, and you get a receipt from a Shell gas station, and you can get like this Shell card, or you could sign. Okay, let's do it all like an app. Like an app, you can walk up every gas pump now has one of those phone scanner things, right? So you can download a Shell gasoline app, and anytime you go to a Shell gasoline station, you can. And why do I say gasoline like that? That just sounds fucking different, doesn't it? Every time you do that, then you can get a discount towards the name. Like every say $100 you spend in gas, you get like a dime off the next time or something, like, you know what I mean? Like that would make so much more money for so many more companies, and it would give better customer service. People would be happier with it. And not only that, if you give back a little bit every now and again, I've noticed that I don't mind so much when there is a mistake or when something's bad. Like if I'll get like a thin crust pizza and they don't, and I specify that they should cut it pie cut instead of like the square cuts. If they don't do that, I'm like, yeah, you know what? They give me a free pizza every however often. So fuck it. I'll let them have it. But anyway, on days when I run out of money, there are places like Domino's. It's like, I got you, dog. I got you. Pie cut, right? Gotta have pie cut always. Papa John's gets it, but Domino's is closer and it's cheaper. And the owner of Domino's has never gotten caught saying anything racist. All right, so I am going to. Oh yeah, we got a mod. I got a mod pizza pretty close. It's not as good as it was when it first. Okay, so when it first opened up, and you could tell that there were like people from other locations that were very experienced running it. It was delicious and amazing. But once that crew kind of got sifted out and went back to wherever they were from, I know you told me that you kind of just go and like hang out and order your food and chill. That's pretty sweet. All right, Liz. Good night, sweetheart. Love you, mean it. Yeah, but mod is great. I used to get two. Get one for there and one to go, but I would always end up eating half of each of them and taking the other half. And I would always bring it home, and I had a roommate who would, and I love him to death. He's actually, I took a picture and put him in the Discord the other day. Love him to death. But he would like eat like a bite or two of something and then leave it and like let it go bad. And it used to bother me because I was like, dude, I would have totally eaten that if you would have just said, hey, man, I appreciate this. I just don't want it, you know. But Yeah. So, and you know what, man? That could be why I ended up gaining so much weight, because I would end up buying extra food and see it in the refrigerator going bad. And my granddad in me, the granddad in me, who would be like, y'all ain't letting food go to waste in this refrigerator. Y'all out there buying more, and there's stuff in here to eat. Like that part of me would just see like, oh, man, we're literally just letting all of this hot food go to waste. And I couldn't stand it. So I would eat it. We're uncovering problems here. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I don't mind that. See, I don't mind that. Like, let me pay for the pizza to get the credit. Only thing about mod that doesn't work for me are the hours. Like, because I'm just not a normal operating hours type person, which is obvious. So, like, when by the time I wake up, all of the best restaurants, by the time I wake up and I'm getting out and moving, most of the better places are, you know, getting ready to start closing up, especially this time of year. But what can you do? So I appreciate y'all listening to me ramble and letting me get some shit off my chest. God, it's been stressful. It's been weird. Oh, well. Yeah, I'm trying not to stress, Sheila. I'm trying not to. I've just been a little stressed out, and it's probably because I haven't been going live, and sometimes you just don't feel like going live. You know, I noticed Jamie posted, he posted a thing on YouTube. It's like, hey, man, I'm just not feeling good. Payday's Wednesday. I'll see you guys then. So I understand, you know, it's not fun. It's not fun at all when you don't have any money. Like, that's the worst kind of feeling. There's a song. You know what? I'm gonna play this song for you at the risk of getting pulled down off the YouTube. I don't care. We're gonna play a little bit from one of my favorite singer-songwriters, a fella by the name of Todd Snyder. If you've never heard of a guy named Todd Snyder, he plays his guitar real low, and it hangs down. It's an acoustic guitar, but he plays it real low like a punk rocker. And I don't know at what point it quit recording here, but sorry, it's back up now. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna play this little Todd Snyder song. You want to see it too? Let's see it too. Let me go in here and how would I do that? I'll take this thing, this window capture right here, and we'll change that from the GarageBand to that. That'll work. All right, that'll be fine. Why coming ain't coming through? Oh, I'm an idiot. I still got the volume turned down up here.
I'll tell you a story song if I could. It's the Australian version of this song. I made this song up, and it was about after I put it out on the album, I got a letter from Australia from this kid that said he thought the song promoted guns and violence. And it upset me at first, and then I sat down with Melita, and I thought, well, let's listen to it and give this guy a chance. And when at the end of it, I thought, well, he's got a point, you know? So I changed all the words. Maybe just some of them, but this is the Australian version of this. Starts off, it goes like this. Credit complications in the checkout line. It's an awkward situation almost every time. They'll keep your cards behind. They'll keep your groceries too. Yeah, they do. You try telling everybody it's a terrible mistake, but you can tell they don't believe that's true. It's written all over you when you're broke. I hung my head down as I walked out the door. I'm never ever going back to that store. They treated me like a bum in front of everyone behind me in the line. It was all my friends and neighbors looking at me like I'd committed some kind of crime. I guess you ain't worth a dime when you grow. Why, if I had money like I did in my day, just out of spite, I think I would give it away. I thought it wasn't supposed to matter anyway. And the more that I thought, the madder I got. By the time I got home, I was seeing red. I pulled that gun up out from under my bed. I put a sock on my head. And into the night I flew. Way I flew. The next thing I know, I got blood on my hands, but I got money in my pockets too. You never know what you'll do until you do what you do when you're broke. Why, if I had money like I did in my day, I'd buy a car and drive us far away. Of course, you know I've got this debt to pay to society. Honey, wait for me. With good behavior, I'll be out in 7 years. Don't worry over me, shed any tears. I've learned a lot in here, and I know what a chance I blew. The next time I won't make the same mistake. I'll shoot the camera out too. I'm learning all kinds of things you can do when you're broke. When you're broke. When you're broke. Don't be violent, don't shoot guns, don't be violent, don't shoot guns, don't be violent, don't shoot guns, don't be violent. It's a really important message and part of the show.
The great Todd Snyder, ladies and gentlemen, the great and powerful Todd Snyder. God, he's so damn good, man. So good. How you like that list of suggested videos there, guys? You think I watch any comedy? Yeah. Todd Snyder, he's so good. There's another song he's got called The Statistician's Blues, and he's like, I've heard that 60% of status, 60% of all statistics are made up there right on the spot. And or something like that. That's so funny. He's a good songwriter. But anyway, I've gone a little past the time that I was planning on going already, so I'm going to get out of here. We got a little Kill Tony action coming up in a little bit over an hour. So I'm very excited for that, and I got to get my head right to be able to experience that in full regalia and potential. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Please, if you guys want to follow me on social media, at Yonder Wizard on Instagram, WIZZERD on Instagram, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, Kelsey Hudgens on Facebook, which I'm not using much now. And by the way, if anybody listens who usually follows me on Facebook, Facebook's just, it's just like, there's so much, there's, it's just not doing it for me. It's, Facebook has not been, I don't think it's been affecting me positively. So, I'm out of the game, kind of. But, anyway, yeah. So there's that. If you want to follow the podcast, at MI Stuff Podcast on all social media fronts, it's not necessary. If you guys want to help out the show financially, Venmo at Kelsey-Hudgens-1, or there's a tip jar in the description of just about all of the YouTube videos. It's not necessary. Definitely appreciate it. What else have we got? MIStuffPodcast.com. Be sure to stop by there, and I haven't updated it in a while, so it's probably, I don't know, kind of boring right now, but anyway, there's that. What isn't boring is Screwball Whiskey, ladies and gentlemen. SKREWBallWhiskey.com. Screwball Whiskey, tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey from the world famous Ocean Beach, California, San Diego. Ladies and gentlemen, ScrewballWhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Go check out ScrewballWhiskey.com. Also, wherever you're listening to these podcasts, if you're listening to the audio version, I invite you to come over to the YouTube and check out the video form of it. And if you strictly listen or watch on the YouTube, I suggest you check out the audio format. It's a little bit cleaner. The audio is a little bit more, you know, presentable, or, you know, it's done up with a nice little intro and a nice little bow on it and everything. So there's that. And wherever you're listening this podcast, wherever you are listening to this podcast from, please review the podcast there. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, wherever podcasts are available, you can subscribe there, and I would appreciate it if you did. And also, yeah, just rate and review. Let us know what you think. And yeah, do that. Abby, no worries at all, sweetheart. I just say that for the sake of saying it. I appreciate you being here. That is more important to me than any other sort of support. So I appreciate that, and that is plenty, Abby. Thank you so much. But yeah. So anywho, what else do we got? I got two gigs this weekend. I will be at the Grumpy Monk at Broadway at the Beach on Friday, and that is a solo gig I'll be doing. So I'll be doing like a little stand up between songs, and also at Filet's on Saturday. Filet's in North Myrtle Beach, right beside the swing bridge. So that's basically a little river, right? Pretty much North Myrtle Beach, Filet's, right beside the swing bridge. Grumpy Monk, Broadway at the Beach in Myrtle Beach. And because they're solo gigs, I'll be periscoping both of those gigs. And by the way, sorry about the quality of the periscope shows from the other night at Bubba's, which inevitably is going to end up being the last gig of the year there, because they're going to be closing down next week for the remainder of the year. So there's that. But yeah, the I'll be periscoping the both of the gigs from this weekend. So even my internet fam, plan on that. So did I turn you into dry comedy? I'll check it out. Abby, I appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out, all you guys. I really appreciate y'all hanging out and letting me be weird in here and vent and talk about my nonsense, and I've probably talked past the song now, so I'm gonna go ahead and get out. But in a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace, bitches.